Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You got your Bible? Still stay in that scripture because we're going somewhere this morning.
Amen.
Somebody say we're going somewhere.
Going somewhere.
So you got your Bibles. We've been reading from the book of 2 Chronicles, and we're still there because of this wonderful way the Lord has designed for this sermon to go today. I'm excited about it. So we're just going to, I'm going to read just a little bit above that and close it out in verse 16. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm going to entitle this message, if I could entitle it anything, it would be, If My People. There's a condition with God's people. He said, if my people who are called by my name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So let me say it like this. He said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Not only do they got to be humble, they got to seek. We got to humbly seek. You know, I tell you, I heard a minister say, if God is your problem, then God's your solution too. See, sometimes we get into situations because of disobedience, but other times it's for the glory of God. You don't know when He can be preventing you from going through. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord gave me this last night as preparing for Wednesday's message. The Lord spoke to me. He said, carnal knowledge, earthly knowledge that you and I have naturally, can prevent something happening down the road. You know something's getting ready to happen, so you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to go this other way because you see roadblocks. But then there's supernatural knowledge that can prevent you from getting down spiritual roadblocks that can destroy your life. Thank you, Jesus, because a lot of people go right through spiritual roadblocks and they end up getting destroyed for lack of knowledge. He said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. It ain't that God ain't got the knowledge there, it's just that they ain't willing to listen to the knowledge that God gave them.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, you know, a lot of people think, well, this situation's going wrong and that situation's going wrong. It must not be God. It don't mean it ain't God. Sometimes it means that you got to press on through because what you press through is what God blesses you through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy or that the road would not be hard to climb. But He did promise. He never promised our victories without fighting. But He promised that help would always come in time. Thank you, Jesus. So He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, their wicked ways. Sometimes His people are some of the most wicked people you can ever come across. I never met a Christian that was sorry, but I met a lot of sorry Christians in my life. They say they love God, but then again, you shake their hand one day, they're ready to cut your throat the next. It's because they got a carnality in them and not a supernatural lifestyle. They ain't got a supernatural Christianity. They got a carnal Christianity. They love God, but the next thing you know, they want to cut your throat because they still got some of that carnality in their personality. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Said, so if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. That's so powerful. God has literally put His name on His creation. When He saved you and made you a new creation, even though sometimes you still got some of that carnality in you, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, you're still called by His name.
Yes.
He said, they're still mine. They ain't got it together yet. But they're still mine. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome news right there. That even though we ain't got it all together just yet, after the Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Even though they ain't got it all together just yet, they're still called by His name. And I thank God she said 15 minutes. Glory, hallelujah. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Not only did they have to pray and humble themselves, they had to seek His face. You know, he said it several times in the Word. He said it in Revelation too. Come out from among them, my people. My people. Come away from the witchcraft. Come away from the things that you know are not of me. Come away from them, my people. Come out of those things that you know do not please the Lord. Follow after purity. Follow after the holiness of God. And you will prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, though, like he said with the locust, sometimes, and him shutting up the heavens, sometimes he'll allow us to go through things to let us realize, Lord, I need a touch from you. Lord, I've got an issue with trusting you. Lord, I've got an issue with being humble. Lord, I need you to help me to overcome what I can't overcome. And he said, then, thank you, Holy Ghost. I love you, Lord. And he said, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I need to tell somebody today by Facebook Live or on this audio version of the video, I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost. God ain't mad at you. He's mad about you. He loves you even though you're going through what you're going through. He said, I will provide a way out. He said he would not let us be tempted by evil, but when we are tempted, he'll always provide a way out. Thank you, Jesus. So no matter what you're going through, either about what you've done or not, you know, God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. He said he would supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know, I've heard it said so long, so many times ago, when the devil's messing, that's when God starts blessing. It's all right if you're going through a mess right now, because God's got a blessing in the midst of the mess. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said he'll heal their land. Don't worry, I'm on 6 minutes. He said, they shall heal. He said, I will heal their land. Not just their physical land, but their spiritual land, their spirit body. He said, I'm going to heal their soul, what they're going through. They've lost so much, but he said, I'm going to give back to you what the locust and the palmer worm and the canker worm have taken from you. He said, I shall restore. Let me get my glasses on. I'll read the rest of this better. Thank you, Jesus. Now mine eyes, that's perfect right there. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. He said, I'm going to make it apparent. I'm going to hear your prayers. I'm going to answer them. I'm hearing you. God told me to tell somebody this morning, for you the heavens are not brass. Though it looks like what you're going through, you're not going to get out of. God said, I'm going to make a way where there is no way. And surely, surely saith God, you shall see the salvation of the Lord. I love what Brother Moses said. He said, stand still and you shall see the salvation of the Lord. He said that the Egyptians who you see today, you will see no more forever. I know Hollywood really screwed it up when they showed the movie Moses, because Pharaoh ended up on the dry land. But oh, let me tell you, the Bible said all of the king's horses and all of the king's men, not one of them came back on that land again. They were all drowned by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Power of God drowned every devil in that sea. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. And what happened when the Lord drowned his enemies? His children rose together and sang a song of victory. But it wasn't just the Hebrew children that God brought out of Egypt. It was everybody that wanted to go as well. And everybody that wanted to go became a part of the house of Israel. That was the Jew and the Gentile. Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua, he came in just like Moses and said, anybody who wants to go with me, come on. And that Gentile that was on the cross dying for his crimes, for his sins, said, Jesus, Yeshua, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. He said, I believe you are who you say you are. And he looked at him and said, this day you shall be with me in paradise. So you know what? Jonah woke up on the wrong side of paradise. But oh, Lord, have mercy. That thief from the cross found his redemption. And on that resurrection morning, when Jesus got up, oh, he found himself in paradise with Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. But he said, now my eyes shall be open. He said, he's turned his eyes away from the wickedness. You know, the Bible says at one time God overlooked such foolishness, but now requires every man everywhere to repent. He overlooked such wickedness, but now, when he says, I overlooked such wickedness, he was saying, you know, I'm giving grace even in the midst of your sin. Repent. He said there's a space of grace. Give me 5 minutes and I'm done. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now that's because you love the message. Now, my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. He says, my eyes and my heart will continually be before you. He says, I'm going to watch over you. He said, they will be my people and I shall be their God. He says, I'm going to be their God. So if somebody don't know him today, watching by Facebook Live, watching by YouTube Live, watching through the audio or listening to the audio, if you don't know him like I know him, Lord have mercy. You can know him today. All you got to do is call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Just call on the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Repent of your sins and put your faith and trust in him, and he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowl of the air. Hallelujah. And from the noise of pestilence. He shall be your God, and you shall be his people. So it may look like the enemy's been coming at you, and everything that it looked like God was giving back to you, it looks like the devil took it back again. But let me tell you something. When the thief be caught, when that thief will be caught, said the Lord. When the thief be caught, he's got to give it back sevenfold. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. The thief's got to give it back sevenfold. Trust me, I'm going to use all that 15 minutes up. Glory to God. He's going to give it back sevenfold when the thief be caught. Yes, Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. What the enemy stole from you is not greater than what God's going to restore to you. Somebody needed to hear that this morning. What the enemy stole from you, 2 minutes and I'm done. What the enemy stole from you, wow, glory to God, is not greater than what God's going to bring back and restore to you. Because the blessings of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, he maketh rich and he added no sorrow. Thank you, Jesus. He makes you rich in joy. The Bible said in the presence of God is joy unspeakable and full of what? Glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. So he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Pray your way out of what you're going through. Pray your way out of your spiritual persecution. Don't just pray your way out. Praise your way out. Praise him like a crazy man. Praise him like you not thought he was going to do it yet. Praise him like it's already done, though you hadn't seen him do it yet. Because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And it's impossible to please God without faith. So if you keep your faith, then your faith won't fail, because God shall supply all your needs according to your his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, give God praise for that. Amen. If my people that are called by my name, glory to God, by your people, Are you God people this morning?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good.
Okay.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to call up Minister Malcolm. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And right after that, we're going to call Minister Herman and then, amen, Miss Weehunt. Amen. We're going to and Ben and Rob, yeah, we'll do it in order. Amen. Glory to God. So give God thanks as he come. Come on, come on. Give God thanks as he come. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen.